Whit Stillman is here. He is the writer-director of Damsels in Distress. You've actually gone back to college. So yes. Instead of, you know, people moving on from university college life, you've set them back into college. And strange things happen, but, you know, strange things meaning just the characters. Your movies are very, very, your stories are very, very character-driven. It's not so much about, okay, this is the arc of the story. It's more like, these are the people. Follow them along on this journey.
Yeah, in this case also, I think we got to kind of create a comic world. This university is not a university like many others. And a lot of the actors came in with their sort of comic shtick for the parts, stuff that I never thought of. And they said things like, oh, is this too broad? And we watched it and it's just so funny. So I feel that the actors created a lot of the atmosphere.
How much liberty did you give them to do what they brought to the picture?
Well, I feel those characters, the sort of comic relief characters, had total liberty. The characters who were carrying the thread of the narrative were in strict lockdown.
And when we're talking about those characters, Greta Gerwig's Violet, Adam Brody's Charlie/Fred, and Annalee Tipton as Lily, the newbie in the college who's taken on by Violet's gang of girls who want to, I don't want to call them a gang, but, you know, the trio, who want to help her because they feel that they have to help people, be it guys or girls who aren't, you know, feeling so happy sometimes.
This sort of a animal rescue league, a herd bird rescue league running around the campus trying to help people who need help themselves, finally.
The ideas, it's always about ideas. When you come up with a story and then you script it and you try to bring these characters to life on the big screen, and then, but the ideas, where do they, you know, why go with something like what you went for this movie? Why these ideas right now?
We get a bit of material and maybe it seems dubious or implausible, but then it can pay off in other things, and that's what happened to us this time. So some of it seems very doubtful when you first hear it, but I think it goes in directions that people might like.
Music plays a very important part in this movie. Soap plays a very important part in this movie. There are so many little things that, and also the way that this movie is shot is really cool. Tell me a little bit about these things.
Well, yes, we're trying to cure depression, and there are many paths to that. And I do love dancing and old film musicals, and so they take that tact. And it, I think, if you're dealing with a comedy, you want things that can pay off later on, and we try to get things that can pay off.
I've never seen soap used this way.
Well, I think it's important. Hygiene is helps people feel better.
Adam warned me that some of these things, like, you know, personal hygiene and, you know, looking good, being, you know, wearing good clothes is something that you actually adhere to in real life. So I felt that, you know, maybe I should dress up when I talk to you. But now I see you're not in a suit and tie, which is a good thing. Tell me a bit about your main characters, if you could.
Well, Violet, played by Greta Gerwig, is an amazing eccentric who is a total idealist who wants to change the world for the better. But she's also a glutton for criticism. So whenever anyone criticizes her, she's kind of excited and thanks them. Which, if people are talking about unrealistic things in the film, that is the most unrealistic thing, because I don't think I've ever met anyone who enjoys criticism.
And Annalee's character, who is the woman who appears to be, the young woman who appears to be in need of help, but probably really doesn't.
Well, she's a character who's wandered in strangely from normality in the film. So, in a way, she's the biggest eccentric in the film since she's the normal person.
The need to somehow bring everything to a conclusion in this movie with the last number, and I don't want you to spoil it.
I mean, it's the big challenge in films. How do you end the thing? And fortunately, I sort of had the ending from my music listening while I was writing it. I was listening to Fred Astaire songs on a kind of loop. And one became very important to me, so I sort of knew from the beginning how we were going to end things.
We'll leave it mysteriously there. So you have to see Damsels in Distress, Whit Stillman is the writer and director. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.